This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jack. Some people don't, but people on the radio that don't know Jack are people who work overnight. Now we're working early in the morning and ready to go. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen at your service and on your side with another hour of the Good Day program. Looking in this hour or listening to or focusing on something that is in need of more examination in depth. Tuesday, September 2nd, from the brains of people whose minds are in gear before their mouth is in motion, which is not not always the case. But I think today, with all of the Labor Day stuff behind us, maybe we've got the ability to understand and to examine, and invite you to do the same at 888-302-3684. One way of connecting, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Or you can go to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The police in Ferguson, Missouri are now wearing body cameras, according to a story that we have for you online at DougSteffen.com. You can examine in your mind and in your heart the essence of this whole thing. The essence of it is the police and how clueless they seem to be, not only in this circumstance, but many others. So what do you think now that police are wearing cameras in Ferguson? Is that the way it ought to be in all communities? Are there so many abusive police around, this is a way to be protected? Or is this a way for them to protect themselves? Or maybe if you look at both sides, it's good for both. So, Kenny, what sort of input are you getting from people social media-wise about this idea?
Kim says all police should be wearing cameras. They should have on mics and cameras in their cars always without fail.
Why is this necessary today in this world, whether it be Ferguson, whether it be St. Louis, whether it be Ashley, Illinois, whether it be Peoria, Illinois, whether it be Cleveland, whether it be wherever? Why? What has happened to our country on both sides? Again, police doing wrong, the public taking advantage of people who are human beings that make mistakes. I guess both of that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Merle says, it's so sad that something like this was the only solution to fight brutality by a few bad cops. It's 2014. I can't believe it.
Well, it isn't just a few, unfortunately. There are far many more good police than there are bad police, but there are more than a few bad police. So they bring this on themselves with bad management, bad judgment, bad training, bad pay, all of those things are part of the reality that we find ourselves faced with. Other comments?
Oh, yeah, one more. Darren says, this should be nationwide, and it should include audio. The abuse has to stop. Mm-hmm. No more he said, she said. There are too many bullies with badges.
Well, that's, again, without piling on and saying, yeah, because that's not my desire, but it is unfortunately a reality. And so I can say over and over again, the best way to fix this is to train police much better, pay them much better, so you get a better quality of people and have fewer of them. Volume doesn't make the difference here. Again, that story at DougSteffen.com. St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporting today that the police began wearing the cameras actually over the weekend. The police chief, it seems to me that all of this stuff, it's kind of like with everything else in business, when there are problems, it all flows upstream to the desk where the boss is, and there ought to be a sign on every boss's office or on his desk that says, the buck stops here. Because it does. No matter what the police in Ferguson have done, and they apparently have done a lot of malfeasance over the years, the police chief is responsible. That's why he gets paid what he gets paid. He's supposed to be better than the rest of the group. He told the newspaper that officers had the devices on during more protest marches that took place over the weekend. The department was given about 50 body cameras by two companies last week. Company representatives offered training to the police over the weekend on using these things. A lot of grumbling from the police. See, there are a lot of, I don't know that, so I'm not going to say a lot of, because that I don't know. But there are some who still think that there's nothing wrong with what's going on in Ferguson, that they have done what they are supposed to in incidents from before. And in this circumstance, they think that their fellow officer was correct. There are, I've seen a couple of reports that any number of police in Ferguson were trying to quit and get a job elsewhere. So here's a thought. Think about this. If you were a police chief and you were in any jurisdiction that was bigger than Ferguson, not smaller than, but bigger than, if one of the police officers from that town came to you and applied for a job and opening that you had, would you hire him? 888-302-3684. Would you hire a policeman, or a woman, I don't know how many. Do we know, Kenny, by the way, how many women are on the force in that town?
I haven't heard. In fact, and I haven't seen in any of the pictures women on the force. I don't know if that's just coincidence the way the pictures were taken or not.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know in this picture that we have on the website from this story about the body cameras, it doesn't look like there are any women in the line of police that are there.
All right, our poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com focuses on the top 10 topics of the week this past week, and 33% of you said you thought the ISIS campaign was the most important story. 17% of you thought the aftermath of the Michael Brown shooting was the most important. So those are the top two. After that, elections, 13% of you thought that was number one. The president, his activity, 12% on that. And the Burger King tax controversy was 7%. So that's how that shakes out. More on this discussion with Deb Carlin, focusing on Ferguson here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Stephan. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a special savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Make it a great weekend with Pepsi, Hefty Supreme plates, and Bounty paper towels, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club today to get your savings book with more than $5,000 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Deb Carlin with us. She's a nationally renowned expert in the field of the human condition and self-development, a psychologist in the St. Louis area. And so as you have looked at all of the things going on, the unrest, the media coverage, et cetera, what's come into your mind? There's got to be some disturbing things here because the whole thing is disturbing. But what do you think the impact of this is, Dr. Carlin?
Well, my first reaction, well, good morning, is my first reaction. When I look at all of this, living through it, being here right in the middle of it was incredibly upsetting. Seeing what was going on was just, it wasn't a return to the 60s or to the civil rights marches, which a lot of people seem to talk about at the time over the last several weeks. And up until last evening, I had a very, strong hesitation to think that there was going to be anything positive that was going to come out of this.
Positive in the sense of coverage or positive? The news media has distorted this as they do so much of the so-called news, but is it you're concerned about what was going to come out of it from news coverage perspective or the perspective of the human condition?
Definitely in terms of the human condition, and yes, the media coverage on this has been really disturbing. It was a little bit disturbing in terms of what was happening locally, but when the national media moved in, and I actually witnessed reporters saying, well, I don't really know what happened before I got here, but, and then that said it all. They didn't know what happened before they got here, and they looked at a situation and wrongly described what was taking place.
So did that make it worse? There were people who were arrested in Ferguson, Missouri, who weren't even from Ferguson. Matter of fact, most of the people in the protesting and the violence that took place the first couple 3 nights, none of them who were arrested were from Ferguson.
No, I don't believe that that's accurate.
Really?
And I'll tell you what the turning point was. The part that was so disturbing was that people were out and they were screaming in the streets about something that had happened, and there was a presumption of guilt on the part of the officer, just like the people who were screaming and rioting in the street were screaming, that there was a presumption of guilt to the point of a loss of life of Michael Brown. So there was a certain irony here. Wait a second. What is the jump to a presumption of guilt before we've had due process play out? People are so upset, and then all these other issues get brought in that are horrible. And what kept running through my mind as I was watching this unfold was, wait a second, what is the root cause of why it is that all these people are so inflamed?
Misinformation, basically. That's why people got into the mood and the mode they were in. Thank you, Dr. Carlin. Dr. Deb Carlin here from St. Louis on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm out of love, I'm out of love. Can you hear me?
I wish I could.
What?
Nothing.
You don't like this?
Not even a little bit. Where's your burner?
So this is
Father Jesus, I'm an outlaw killer.
An excerpt from the song Outlaw Pete by Bruce Springsteen.
And I slow down only to slow my grief.
I don't claim to know this story. Kenny, you want to, with Roberta not being here, what's the derivation of this story?
This is an 8-minute dirge that Bruce wrote. It's based on a 1950s, I think, I don't know if it was a children's book or just a story that got told over and over again about an outlaw in the Old West.
All right, so as a result of this song and its inspiration, the boss is going to publish a new book. The ballad is, by the way, from Working on a Dream, right?
That's the album, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Simon & Schuster is publishing in November a book that will feature Bruce's lyrics and illustrations by Frank Caruso. The song comes from a book, Brave Cowboy Bill, which came out in the 50s. Said that his mother used to read him the story at bedtime. So this book is based on... So he's not writing the book. The book is written by somebody else, but it's under his name. Is that it? This story...
No, the book that Bruce is putting out, it's a children's book, and it's all his lyrics for the song.
I got it. Okay. So that's it.
Really, Bruce? Are you that bored with writing music? Is this what it's come to? Let me see. What am I going to do next? Maybe I'll make a song out of it.
All right, Richie, speaking of songs, have you got somewhere handy 99 bottles of beer on the wall? 99 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer on the wall. 98 bottles of beer.
Well, I need it for
take
you guys.
One down. And, but I just figured we could use it in conjunction with a story about beer. Story about Texas where everything is big.
So they claim.
Yeah, that's what they say, exactly. All right, so there is a brewer, Austin Beer Works, has just unveiled a new over-the-top way to get its beer into your gut with a limited edition 99-pack. You heard a six-pack of beer, right? This is a 99-pack of brewski. It is going to sell for $99, so a buck a can. What does it cost for a six-pack?
The beer I buy, you're going to spend $10 to $14.
Do you buy six-packs?
I buy craft brews. They come in four-packs and six-packs, yes.
Right, okay. So you're a beer snob.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Or, I mean, if you buy a six-pack of Yingling, which is your typical American beer now, you're going to pay $9 to $10. If you buy a six-pack of Coors Light, Miller Lite, Corona, you're going to pay $7 to $8.
How much is it, like a half a quart? How much is an average can of beer?
16-ounce bottles. 12 and 16 ounce bottles.
So 16 ounces, 2 pints. That's a
right.
Yeah, that's a half a quart is 32 ounces, right?
Right.
So, all right. So you have 99. That's you got to pick up. About,
basically, this is a gimmick to sell cheap beer.
I get that.
Yeah,
but it's kind of heavy to move around. Check out the story at DougStephan.com. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Why are you drinking stale or rotten coffee? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, a roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the two-week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted-on date. This may seem insignificant, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can find an expiration date. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future, as far as an entire year after the coffee has actually been roasted. But now you have a choice, so why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Good Lord. BuzzBox Coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of your ordering it. So join now and experience your free pound of coffee. Start by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the BuzzBox orange box on most of the pages at DougStephan.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From the weekend, conversationally, what's going on with you? Did you have a good Labor Day? You're back now in the saddle, as it were. It's September the 2nd. Nice that Labor Day starts on the first day of the month. Next year? What are you thinking about next year? I was thinking about last year yesterday, actually, Kenny, and what I did on Labor Day, and it was the same thing I did yesterday. Mow hay. Down on the farm. Great weekend weather-wise. Kind of hot. In the east, you were traveling, went to Florida. It's probably hot and humid down there for your birthday,
yes,
right?
It was.
Mm.
Yes, very hot, very heavy weather.
How'd you do with your computer?
It's still not happy.
Really?
Nobody was open yesterday.
No. Really?
Nobody was laboring.
Last night at 10 o'clock, I was in a Target getting cheese. and peanut butter. That's how exciting the end of my day was. I actually went to see the November Man, the Pierce Brosnan movie, which was good if you like action flicks. Too much blood in it, not necessary to the story. Good story for those of you who are looking for something to do who may not have to work today. There are some of those folks, but we're at work covering the news of the day, the effects of what has happened this past weekend, this past month, this past year, a lot of times. And one of the big stories of the year, it seems to me, is going to be what happened, the lessons. Well, there's always gun news in the news, the conversation about gun control, that sort of thing. Think about that 9-year-old girl who has basically written herself or her family, allowing her to go to that range, written herself a ticket. A terrible ticket for the rest of her life. I was thinking and looking when I saw another story about a 9-year-old. When you think about the weekend, think about people and their activity level, think about how many people go to the beach, for example. And in general, when you think about your children, if you have 9-year-olds, the threat of various things happening to them. I don't know how many parents do this, but we've become a very protective society. We are what do they call them, helicopter moms? The parents are hovering over their children, if they care at all, or they seem to care. There seems to be an accent on both sides and not much in the middle, which is the way it is seemingly with almost every aspect of our lives. More rich, more poor, not many in between. More tired, more rested, not much in between. Living longer, or the extremes in people getting sick, that sort of stuff. So when you think about how you have raised your children, or maybe more, go back to your years as a young person, 9 years old. Put yourself into the position of a 9-year-old, or engage your mind, if you will, back to when you were 9 years old. What were you doing? What were your priorities? How did you have fun? How many of you went to the beach? Did your parents say, don't go near the water because there are riptides? There are sharks. There are, if you're in freshwater, alligators. There are dangerous things either there or dangerous things that could happen to you. Or did your parents just say, hey, go for it, let's have a good time, where everybody runs out into the water and you don't think about sharks, you don't think about riptides, probably don't worry about the sand either. But that unexpected killer has now claimed at least 3 lives this summer. Latest is 9-year-old Isabel Grace Franks, who died at an Oregon beach on Friday afternoon when a hole she was digging in the sand caved in and buried her. One of the people who was staying at the nearby hotel said, we heard screaming. First we thought it was children just playing. But the screaming was different, and there was more of it. You know how let's hope you never hear it yourself, but there are differences in screams. You know what I'm talking about. The police say that the young lady was digging with her brothers and sisters, digging a big hole. Back to when you were 9. How many of us have dug big holes in the sand? I sure as heck have. I never thought about anything except making something out of the hole that I dug in the sand on the beach at Dennis on Cape Cod. Kenny, you dig holes when you were 9 years old on the beach?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So is this one of these things, oh, my God, we can't let our kids go play in the sand anymore? She was sitting inside the hole, and the hole collapsed. She was under the sand for 5 minutes before anybody could dig her out. Police and firefighters did get there, did dig her out. She was unconscious, not breathing. Performed CPR on her, transported her to the hospital. She was dead in arrival. So if you were to go to that beach, if you were to have gone to that beach over the weekend, you would see flowers and candies and notes on the sand where she died. Before the emergency crews came, beachgoers had tried to dig her out, but the sand kept collapsing back into the hole. So if you were to research United States Life Saving Association, you would find that was a common problem. When people get buried at the beach, the sand starts collapsing, digging them out becomes a technical rescue. It's difficult because the sand keeps collapsing back on the hole, and more people gathering around makes it more difficult. That seems to make some sense too, doesn't it? Not unusual for children to build holes and sand castles, but a lot of people don't understand it could collapse. This happened to me when I was a kid. That's why I said, put yourself back to when you were 9 or that age. I can remember the sand collapsing on me. I remember digging myself out because it wasn't over my head. So we all have done this at some point in our life, and we would encourage our children to have fun on the beach too. Is this another one of those fear-motivated decisions to tell your children, be careful, don't dig holes in the beach?
Dry sand weighs 100 pounds per square foot. Wet sand weighs 120 pounds per square foot. Potentially fatal summertime hazard now. It's being buried at the beach. Dry sand. Is there anything that's safe anymore? The sand at the beach isn't safe. It never was. But yet there isn't. I can't tell you that I remember anybody ever being buried in the sand, that I ever read anything about it or thought anything about it. But this thing sort of slapped me in the face when I saw it. And I wondered, now, is this going to become the latest big problem the government has to get involved in, making the beaches safe for children? You can see that coming. Huh? Go ahead.
I'd like to know where this girl's parents were, because I know when I went to the beach, I was always within eyesight of my parents.
Parents are right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that
if
is
I swam right out, if I swam out too far or got away, they were up and yelling for me to come in.
Yeah.
I was always nearby, yeah, especially at that age.
Well, it's common sense. Again, I said what I wasn't being facetious about the government. There was a comment when one of the reporters said, well, aren't there standards? There are no national standards existing to restrict the depth of holes. Some local jurisdictions set their own rules. For example, in Virginia Beach, visitors aren't supposed to dig holes deeper than knee level for small children. But so now the next thing you can bet your bottom dollar is going to be a national database and a conversation about this. Maybe there ought to be a conversation about the 9-year-old who used that Uzi and children playing with guns. We're going to discuss that with Dr. Joy Brown, who will appear with us here on the Good Day program, as she frequently does. And the question has to do with what is going to happen to this child as she goes through her life. It's up next here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
It's got big pens for $1, so cool. Compass for 50 cents, way. And a 16-gig flash drive for $7. I got a muscle about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got big pens for $1, a comp book for 50 cents, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply. See store at staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is yeah, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita. Morning win.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here is some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus point, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
All right, 14 before the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is on this program, usually each week at this time, for some advice dealing with personal issues. That's what she does on her radio program every day from noon until 3 on a lot of the same stations that carry this. It's interesting because Joy is sort of enjoying a resurgence, which is kind of cool. Check out her phone. You can leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with your problem. She'll address it on the air. That number is 855-99-DR-JOY. We can leave the question at drjoy.com. So we're talking about this 9-year-old girl who is in a circumstance that she really has no control over. The Uzi on the firing range goes off. She can't control it because she's too small. The gun gets out of control. She kills this guy, watches his head blow off. What's going to happen to her for the rest of her life as that image plays over and over and over again in her mind?
Well, you know, that's one of those sort of interesting questions, because what we're really talking about is post-traumatic stress. And it's one of those really interesting phenomena, because post-traumatic stress has been around forever. I mean, they called it shell shock, I guess, during World War II. It's been around for as long as people have been, and most of people have said have been soldiers, because it's been around war. And certainly we now know that it affects civilians as well, if nothing else. There was a huge study that was done after September 11th, because that was a situation that affected so many civilians. So this was an opportunity to look at something that had been studied greatly by the military, not so much on the civilian population. And what they found was a huge amount of variation, that some people were very susceptible to flashbacks, to depression, to night terrors about it, and some people weren't. And the only thing that they found that was at all predictive, which is in my field kind of iffy, was that the more stable people were before, the more they were after. My way of sort of putting it in a bumper sticker is that people who were depressed before September 11th became more so after. Whatever you were before September 11th, you became more so. So part of how this 9-year-old deals with this the rest of her life, and we know, first of all, that children tend to be more resilient than adults.
Yeah.
Maybe just because they have less to compare things to. I'm not even sure why that's the case. In theory, why should that be the case? We just know that it is. So I don't know. I don't know anything about this kid, so it would be hard to tell. But if she's one of those people, there's no question there will be some short-term sequelae, some short-term response. But in terms of long-term, almost impossible to tell, and she may be relatively fine, and she may not be. And
What will that depend on? What course of action will the parents or others...
Believe it or not, part of it is getting some therapy. Certainly, you know, the people who receive therapy, who talk about it, who are in some kind of situation where they're allowed to deal with it, certainly fare better than people who have to internalize or deal with it on their own. But part of it, and this is going to irritate you, I suspect, just because it's so broad, is who she is as a person. If she is one of those kids who's kind of resilient and happy and optimistic, will it have some effect? Probably. But will it have its great effect if she's one of those kids who's a brooder or has more issues? It's almost impossible to tell. And, you know, they've done studies on kids who've been kidnapped and, you know, all sorts of things. Kids in Northern Ireland, yeah. And it's almost impossible
to tell.
Depends
on the individual. Really. I get it. Okay, it depends on the individual.
Some people are more resilient than others.
Yep. Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99-DR-JOY, to leave a question for her to answer on her daily radio program.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's get to Warren Eckstein now on the Good Day program with his visit, talking about pets, ideas that may come of some of the things that we talk about to help you take care of your pet or enjoy your pet. Video of the day today, Warren, at DougStephan.com, is a dog pool party, and there's some sound from it. You got to see it, though. It's exactly what it sounds like. Bunch of dogs swimming and playing in a pool.
Okay, we're not barking, Maverick.
Okay, we're not barking, Maverick. Anyway, it's just kind of a fun thing. I see Lauren McCall, who passed away last week, left 10 grand to her dog. You had written about that in your blog, and we've repurposed it in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com. Were you surprised? I don't know what kind of a dog she had. What did she have for a dog?
You know, I don't even know. I think it was a small Maltese. I remember years ago I was training a lot of dogs.
A Maltese?
I think so.
The Maltese Falcon?
Not the Maltese Falcon, the Maltese dog. But years ago I used to do a lot of training at the building she lived in, the Dakota, the famous Dakota building.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of my clients were in there, and I used to see her walking the dog, but it's probably not the same dog. This was many years ago. Hey, Doug, here's something you don't know.
Yeah?
This is the stuff that comes across my desk. I'm not endorsing this. I haven't even read it yet.
Yeah.
Spritzing your dog with pig perfume can stop them from behaving badly. That's the title of the...
Say that again?
Spraying your dog with pig perfume can stop them from behaving badly.
Really?
That's the headline.
Perfume.
A new study revealed that squirting pig perfume on your pet dog helps prevent them from barking, jumping, and other behavioral
problems. Well, isn't that true of, for example, when you're trying to train your dog not to pee in the house, they spray some of the areas where they want, or your dog's chewing on the woodwork or things like that. Don't they spray things that are really disgusting? For the average dog, doesn't want
to prevent the dog from chewing or licking. But this is if you have a dog that's behaving badly and you just put some pig perfume on him, they're saying that the dog
on him
on the dog. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about spray.
No, it's actually called the name of the perfume is called Boar Mate.
What is it called?
B-O-A-R, Boar Mate, like pig.
Boar Mate. It's like pig.
I'm gonna try that on myself. Maybe I'll be hitting that.
There's another video of the day from a few days ago at DougStephan.com featuring a dog who doesn't seem very excited to be exercising on a treadmill. So he finds a way to cheat on it. It's one of the cutest videos I have seen for an awful long time. There's something, that's what I love. I love to have the cute stuff, the great stories. People love those stories about pets, various pets, people who have great stories. Send your video to me, and I'll put it up on our website, or to Warren, Warren at PetShow.com. The other thing that I saw you blogging about, the story of a disabled Chihuahua with a 3D printed doggy cart. In other words, this was a made up. This came out of a printer.
It was, but you know, it's interesting. But there are so many dogs out there. I work with an organization based in Maryland called Dogs with Disabilities. In fact, I wrote the foreword to the book, and it's amazing.
Yeah, right.
It's absolutely amazing to me, Doug, that when a dog has certain types of disabilities or challenges, they don't complain. They just move along and move on. I've worked with so many dogs in wheelchairs, and dogs with three legs, and dogs that couldn't hear and deaf and whatever. They just accept life and move on and enjoy what they have. It's taught me a lot.
Charlotte has been teaching me a lot. People have been writing me about Charlotte, asking me for an update on Charlotte. And not much has changed, really, or at least not until yesterday. She appeared to have had, yesterday morning, she was fine on Monday night, and Tuesday morning she woke up and she couldn't move. Her head was tilted way to the side, and when we did pick her up, she just fell down. So I thought, oh my God, this is it. So I brought her to have, spent much of the day yesterday getting her tested and evaluated and that sort of thing. And I don't want to put her through whole bunches of tests because she's been through enough.
Sure.
So I really wanted to get, and I was worried during the day yesterday that it was maybe over. And then, once we got the evaluation, this is something that many of you may have experienced. I don't know whether you got the same explanation from your vet, but apparently there's something that has to do with old age and a mechanism in the ears. It's kind of like Meniere's disease.
Sure.
Or when you lose your balance. What's that called? You have something that begins with a V. What's the word that when you lose
vertigo?
Vertigo, thank you. And that's really what she's got. Inner ear infection, so she tilted her head. But also, Bill Carlson, who is Warren's vet and my vet, has said that she is probably actually going through some healing, and in 6 to 10 days, she'll be much better. Today, actually, she's quite a bit better. She's walking around, still has a healthy appetite, but I will tell you, yesterday it was a very emotional day, as one might expect. But today, better.
Well, that's good to hear. You give Charlotte a big hug and a kiss for me.
Hugs and kisses. Wow, what a concept. How about we have a mineral and vitamin supplement called Hugs and Kisses? Check it out at the Pet Show.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.